Grace and peace to you this day from our Lord and Savior, the Son born to all of us, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Isaiah proclaims, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Christians cling to these words, which were proclaimed long before Jesus was ever conceived in Mary's womb. It's a bit strange, actually, when you think of it. Isaiah wrote these words some 800 years or so before Jesus was born, and yet Christians claim it has something to do with the story we anticipate celebrating later this week. The context might be worthy to note. You see, back when these words were written, the prophet Isaiah proclaimed them to King Ahaz of Judah. Ahaz was the king of Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel, which encompassed the city of Jerusalem. And during that time, the nations to the north, Israel and Aram, were trying to fight off and ward the intense, powerful threat of the Assyrians invading from the north. And so they requested help from Judah. Ahaz refused to help, and thus the brethren in Israel and Aram then turned on Ahaz and Judah. Then Ahaz, in fear and insecurity, requested help from the enemy Assyrians, in effect betraying his own family and neighbors to the north. And here steps in Isaiah. The faithful prophet pleads with Ahaz, "Trust in God. Don't place your hope in worldly forces, in worldly foreign powers." He says to Ahaz, "You can even demand a sign from God. Let it be as high as heaven or as low as Sheol. Anything you want to prove that God will be there for you and with you." But Ahaz refuses. He's already made arrangements, and as he stands taking stock of the war that's about to ensue, he says, "I won't put God to the test." And yet, despite Ahaz refusing a sign, the prophet Isaiah proclaims one anyway. Isaiah says, "Lord, look, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. It strikes me that we might be in a similar kind of time this year. There's a lot of strife we've got going on as well. We're nearing 2 million people who have died from a global virus, separated from the presence and touch of loved ones in our daily lives. We are wrestling with systems that devalue people based on gender or the color of our skin. There's distrust in the expertise of trained professionals and brilliant minds of academics, and we see the pockets of the wealthy skyrocketing while common everyday people's lives stay flat or diminish. I've been taking in some Christmas movies lately, and as I watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation for about the 150th time, I was reminded of the line Ellen Griswold speaks to her teenage daughter Audrey in the kitchen when Audrey is complaining about the mess they're in and the chaos that is ensuing and her having to sleep next to her teenage brother while all the extended family is there. And Ellen, flabbergasted, says, "I don't know what to say except it's Christmas and we're all in misery." I think that's the moment when Isaiah shows up and says, "Look, this will be a sign. The mother is with child." And do we trust that God is really with us? Do we trust that God is really for us? My dad speaks of children being born as a miraculous wonder. And he goes on to say that in a way it's a testament, perhaps, of God's continued presence and God's continued hope for us. It says, kind of every kid born into this old world seems to proclaim, I'm not giving up on you. There is still life to be lived. There are new possibilities. And it seems even 800 years before the birth of Jesus, Isaiah seemed to have that understanding too. In some way, a child being born, especially the one that Isaiah proclaimed, says that a new day, a new season is possible. Light really can shine in the darkness. Hope still exists. Incidentally, if you're tuning in on the day that this worship broadcast will be in the darkest day of the entire year in the Northland, there is a God who is with you. Is it good news? Well, I suppose it depends in what or whom will be our trust. Will our trust be in justice and mercy? Will our trust be that we are not finally in control? Will our trust be that we do not and cannot know what lies ahead? And yet God has proclaimed to stick with us through it all. Will we trust that this baby is good news? If there's anything in this passage that I cling to, and perhaps which Ahaz might have clung to, it's that God kept speaking. God kept promising. Through Isaiah, God insisted on giving a sign of God's presence, power, and goodness, even if we don't ask for it. This Christmas will probably be a strange one, or a little bit different for most of us, and probably not in the most joyous way. In a way, this year might, more than other, be a year when we're forced to struggle with what Christmas actually is. In a time when we might not know what to ask for, in a time when we might be carrying heavy hearts filled with sadness or grief or confusion, or we're just waiting for a new day filled with peace, what does it mean that God is born into that? Well, Isaiah says, light shines in the darkness. God is with you. Whatever messy muck you find yourself in, God is working for new birth today and every day. And the question to Ahaz, the question to anyone who's read the book of Isaiah, the question to you and me will be, will we trust it? Will we live into it? Will we fight for hope and love and compassion and understanding and the common good of all people and of all God's creation? Well, if you need help, perhaps ask for a sign. Listen to what Isaiah is saying as he still speaks, and hear God say, I am with you. A child shall be born to you, and he shall be named Emmanuel. And later this week, tune in to the story of the birth and realize that it's good news. Amen.